You could have it zipped up all the way and be like, and kind of like, oh, like it's stuck, you
So,
know?
okay, let's not. So hold on. You think I should come out like a fucking a moron? Girl.
And they're cheering, yeah, and be like, and then be like, and just go like this. No, be like, it's sorry.
What?
Yeah, yes.
What? You wanted it? You got it?
Yes.
100%.
Cheers.
I was kind of impressed with you last night.
Why?
Because
Ooh.
It was late and you'd been drinking for the duration of a day. And I was like, I guess you're ready for one more? And you go, I'm gonna go to bed. You actually chose bed.
You know, I've been good about that lately.
What it, this usually has a bunch of little caveats. What's lately?
I've been good about my drinking lately. I have. I've been pulling it like
You've been like,
at the right
that's
times.
enough?
Yeah.
Well, to be clear, I mean,
I'm about
no,
to have a drink today. I got to fly today. I got nothing to do tonight.
yeah.
And so I was going to have a.
But at that point, it was, you're probably three bottles of wine in.
The wine, I had a lot of wine last night.
Yeah. What do you think of that scotch?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Not what I should have had right before bed.
Probably
Yeah. Leanne, I snore so loud. Leanne sleeps. I put it on Instagram this morning. Leanne sleeps with an app
Yeah.
that is running water.
Yeah. It's loud.
It's loud as shit.
Yeah.
And I thought your plumbing was broken. The whole night I'm like, are they showering up there? Is it like, because the last time I stayed at your house, I was like, hey, your hot water's not working.
Yeah.
And so I was like, God damn it, man, they fucked up the plumbing down here. The whole time I thought there was running water just running through that house.
That's just so she doesn't have to hear you snore.
It's just so she doesn't have to hear me
Why don't
snore.
you get a mouth guard?
I got one.
Oh.
That's not gonna, I can't sleep with stuff in my mouth.
Okay.
It's like putting stuff in your pockets and going to bed. It's like,
Okay.
I kind of need to be bare.
Well, this is why we're late. We're late today. I never set an alarm anymore unless I have a 6 a.m. pickup because I have two small children, right?
Yeah, I was
So,
wondering about that.
yeah, I never set an alarm. So, unless it's like I said, hey, you're getting picked up at 5:45 for the airport, I'll set an alarm. But if anything's happening in the morning, I'm like, those little monsters will be in here,
Yeah.
and it'll start at 6, and it'll happen again at 6:30. And so, Ellis comes in the room at like 3:30.
Really?
He's like, "Is it morning?" We're like, "Yeah, fucking A, it is." Yeah,
It morning?
yeah. And he's like, "I want to get up," and we're like, "You can get up in like 4 hours." And then he's like, "Okay." So we're like, "Go to bed." And he's like, "No." So he gets in bed. And he starts to go. I'm like, "You all right?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Okay." And he's like, "I'm like, hey, knock it off, man." He's like, "What?" And he just keeps sniffing. And then it's like 4:30, 5, and he's like, "Morning now." We're like, "No."
Morning now. You need to get him a watch.
I know. He's like, "I want some cereal." And we're like, "In a fucking 2 hours." So he's just, and I just keep hearing him move in the bed, and I'm like, come on, dude. So, point being, I was up
Oh, you were up all
from like
night.
3:30 to like
Oh, you should
5:30.
have sent him down to me.
Yeah, I should have.
Hey,
And
fat sticks.
oh my God, this is
Hey,
the
fat
best.
sticks.
This is the best thing ever. So, yesterday, the two boys, they're super excited. With like a guy, any guy who wants to play, because women are like always like, "Hi, boys,"
Yeah.
but guys
They
like,
sniff through that shit.
they do.
Women pander to him. Liam
Yes.
panders to them.
Yeah.
I'm having a conversation with you,
Yeah.
and you could just, I can see it in his eyes. He's like, "Woman, talk to me like a man."
And like, let's,
I came here to do two things:
Yeah.
play video games and fuck.
That's
You
it.
got to pick which one you want to do.
Yeah. It's exactly what he's there for. So Bert's like, "All right, let's play games." And they're like, "Yeah, let's play a game. It's called Diarrhea Head." And then he's like,
Yeah.
okay. And then Bert eventually is like, let's play hide and go seek. So the boys are like, yeah. He's like, all right, go hide. No, they go, you hide. And Bert says, I'm fat as shit. You're going to find me right away. They both laugh. And then they start calling him Fat Sticks.
I didn't
Because,
understand what they were saying. You're
yeah.
like, they
So
misheard you. And I went,
you go hide and they go, where's Fat Sticks? I'm like,
Fat Sticks.
They're like,
Hey, Fat Sticks. And so I run. So the first place I hide, so they run back to like, I'll just say like East Coast, West Coast, okay? So they go full East Coast, and that's where their bedroom is. And by the way, you moved their bedroom, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they go full East Coast to their bedroom. And what they're expecting...
Their mother moved their bedroom.
What they're expecting is me to follow in their shoes. Because when they hid, they went... When they hid, they went full... I counted in East Coast. They went full West Coast to your bedroom.
Right.
And so I knew that that's where their brain was. So I went and I hid in the closet right next to their bedroom. And that fucking so predictable. They go flying past that closet into your bedroom. Uh-huh. Second I do that, I go downstairs. Now the game is on.
Yeah.
Because I can hear them like, fat sticks, fat sticks. So I go down to their old bedroom, that bathroom in the hall, and it's a pocket door. And I get down, and I'm fucking drunk as shit.
Yeah.
And it's pitch black, and I am face level with Ellis.
Yeah.
And who I am now going to scare the living shit out
You're
of.
Really, yeah.
So he's going to open the sliding door, and I'm going to go, what's up, motherfucker? Like, yeah. Right in his face. Yeah. And I'm squatting down, and he comes down, and you can tell it's dark, and he's not turning on lights. You can hear the crumble in his voice of, like, Fat Sticks? Yeah. Fat Sticks, are you back here? Hey, Fat Sticks. And he puts his hand on the pocket door to open it. And at that moment, I went, I might be breaking this kid, like, right now. Like, yeah. if he opens the door. And then Julian goes, I got him. And it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And then they came running, and they went back upstairs. And then I went out the back door, up your back stairs,
yeah.
Past the pool, up to the top. And I was at the fucking window, and they're like, we found you. I got naked. Yeah, I got naked. Yeah. Not naked, but I took my shirt off. And they were like, he's naked. Fat Sticks is naked. I get way too into those games.
No, it was awesome. They were
I had so,
so
much fun.
They
I
came so over. Much... They looked through the whole house when they couldn't find you, and they go, Dad. I go, yeah. They go, where's Fat Sticks? And I go, check downstairs. I knew you were downstairs. Yeah. They go, we were down there. I'm like, you didn't check hard enough. So then they turn around. And they're like, Fat Sticks.
When I was gonna scare him, I could hear Leanne in my head go, you're taking this too far. Like, cause I have a thing where I do take things too far.
Yeah.
Like when I tried to stand on a skateboard and then proceeded to fall down drunk in your living room. I did a Dick Van Dyke over the couch and then didn't spill my wine.
And you saved the wine. He was like, oh, like,
but yeah, it was. So I immediately wanted kids again. Immediately. I only want 4 and 6 year olds.
It took me back. It took me back to going to your 6th Street place.
It's so easy to play with kids that aren't yours.
I know, but I'm saying it was exactly that type of leap where those days you had a 2-year-old Isla and what, a 4-year-old or was it 4?
2 and 4.
4-year-old Georgia, and we would be in your apartment in that complex. We would hang out the same way. You'd make dinner and you and I was like, "Wow, he really likes wine. You just drink like just bottles of wine."
Fucking murder wine.
Yeah.
Leanne's gonna be so pissed if she comes here and I'm already drinking.
Really?
Yeah. So I'll be like, seriously? It made me want to hang out with my kids.
Do you ever go like, do you like your life?
Fucking sometimes.
I would love to witness that.
She had a blast last night. Like, she had a blast. But I had so much fun because Ellis came up and sat next to me and started playing video games, like, talking me through what he's playing. And I was like, God damn it, man. This was the funnest age.
Yeah.
Because that's where my intellectual level is probably around his same level.
Yeah.
Like, what I find funny, what I fucking interested in. I remember playing games with my daughters, and I'd make games up. I'd always remember we played the sleeping game with them last night.
Yeah.
And I used to make games up with my daughters, and it was my favorite thing. Favorite compliment I ever got was Isla and Georgia coming into a house at a party, going, Dad, can you come to the pool and make up a game? And I was like, what? They're like, no one knows how to play anything. So I went out as a bunch of kids, and I was like, all right, what game are we gonna play? And they're like, what do you want to play? And I was like, and I just would do derivations of sharks and minnows or
yeah,
or just find a game like, and then we ended up getting weights and swimming with weights with our feet, and it was like the funnest. But it's like with kids, you could just come up with any fucking game, and I had so much fun last night doing that. And then I called Isla in Georgia, tried to talk to them on the phone. Isla announced that the best city in America is Philadelphia. That is where I will be going to college. And I went, Philly. I go, really? And she goes, either Philly or the second best city, Cleveland. I go, interesting. Philly and Cleveland are your two choices for college? She goes, they're the best cities I've ever been to. And I'm starting going, like, I said to Leanne, I go, has she been to other cities? And she was like, I don't think so. She's like, Philadelphia, Dad, is the greatest city in the world. And I was like, I can't disagree with you. I love Philly. I like my whole family's Philly. I've been playing Philly forever. I love Philly and Cleveland. And then I went, it's odd. That's where I shot my two specials, is Philly and Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that bizarre? And I picked those cities because I love the fans there.
Yeah.
Where are you shooting your next special? Do you know yet?
I have a pretty good idea. I'm not Bogota? Supposed to say. It's probably going to be in Bogota.
Were you doing the Spanish one? Spanish-speaking one? Mexico City?
That's where they wanted me to, but
really,
I have a few options, but I don't know if I'm going to shoot it. Like, I'm not going to rush shooting it anymore.
If you had to, oh yeah, no shit.
Well, no, it's just that I was going to shoot it in 2020, and the plan was, since the Ball Hog came out, just do Spanish dates, and then prep.
Yeah.
Well, that all got obviously thrown by COVID. So then when everything came back, and now I'm back to English touring. It's all consuming. So yeah, it's like, yeah. I have to like be done with this again to do that.
What Latin American country?
Yeah.
Could you perform in and say the most horrific shit and murder? Like, what's the most progressive Latin American country?
Probably Argentina.
Argentina's like very like liberal.
It has like, it's pretty progressive.
Pull up Latin American countries and what's something you can. Vaccination percentages of Latin American countries. That's probably the way you figure out who's a
maybe
conservative, right?
I don't know.
North America, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. I bet you could do some fucking.
Oh, where could you say the wildest shit?
The wildest shit.
So you said what was the most. I thought you said what was the most.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was trying to reverse engineer and go.
Oh.
So you wouldn't want to do stand up in.
Oh, I got what you're saying. Oh, well, definitely if you were doing stand up and you wanted to say like. Horrible shit and have them be like, you know, yay.
Like if you were like, hey, is it just me or women can't drive worth shit? And they're like, no fucking shit.
I mean, you can do that in Mexico for sure.
Really?
I think so. Yeah. I think down there, a lot of the reactions you're anticipating are not going to happen. I mean, you could definitely say wild shit in a lot of those places.
It's interesting. Do you think America... Is America the home of stand-up comedy?
The home? Like the birthplace of it?
Yeah, where was stand-up comedy created?
Like,
who is the first stand-up comedian?
Let's see.
History of stand-up comedy.
It says the first documented use of stand-up was in 1911.
Whoa, Jim Crow was the very first stand-up?
No.
Man, that's what it says. Variety show of minstrel, blackface. The performance of the Jim Crow character was the first. It's so interesting that a white guy would be like, this is so much better if a black guy does it.
let's see. Got to start 1840s from a three-act variety show.
What kind of fucking material? What observational material would you do in blackface? Like, well, in 1840?
Well, back
in
then.
In 1840,
it's...
Like, what the fuck would you say to a room full of white people as a black person?
I don't think he was worried about getting canceled. So.
Do you think... he was doing... he wasn't... Okay. For some reason, I had the visual of him
full.
Grabbing a microphone and being like... I'm trying to think of like a black jokes. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, like
go for it.
No. But like, that's why I had the impression of him going like, man, there's a lot of white motherfuckers in here. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Look at this slave owner, huh? Like, but then I realized he's probably, what he was doing, when they were doing that, they were doing impressions of black people that weren't complimentary.
Yeah. No.
He wasn't just going up fucking with the audience as a black guy.
It probably was a lot of like mockery, you know? That's what those minstrel shows are. It's like this grotesque portrayal, you know, with the way that they would paint their faces and everything. It was just like acting like fools. So, I mean, if he was 1840s, I can only imagine it was probably pretty horrific.
When did slavery end? 1600s?
1865?
1865?
Yeah.
Started 1600s.
Oh, right.
Yeah, America. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was... That's fucking insane. So wait, so then... And then the founders of a modern American stand-up comedy is Moms Mabley. She's black, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jack Benny, Bob Hope, George Burns, Fred Allen, Milton Berle, Frank Fay.
Does it show... And does the article show whether other countries had it before? That's what I'm... Like, if you scroll down, because it said United States. I was wondering if it breaks... Let's see. Like, Britain, Ireland? Okay. So it looks like it's after, right? Or no?
American stand-up comedy, not to sound like, cause I know, I mean, I especially know a lot of British comics.
Yeah.
But American stand-up comedy, I feel like, is so vastly different than what they're doing, what's happening anywhere else.
Yeah. I think there's just, you know, there is, it feels like there's more of it. There's like, we have more people, we have more places to do it.
But even like, in like the Brits, they were the ones that developed the doing a new hour every year.
Yeah,
that was them,
and it was like themed too.
Yeah, because we would have 1 hour and we'd stick with it forever. And then I remember going to watch stand up in England with or in Scotland with Patrice and Rich Voss, and I remember being like confused at times. Like,
is that guy related to me, Santiago Segura?
Who is he?
I don't know. It says right there.
Oh, I can't see it.
There you go. Does it look just like me?
Kind of does. yeah, kind of actually does. Who the fuck is that guy?
He's a filmmaker, actor. I don't know.
He's a Spanish comedian.
I don't know if it says does he work in stand-up too?
I like that phrase, to a lesser extent.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good name for a special.
It is.
But well, like some... Some British stand-up, British stand-up never just didn't have rules. It felt like there were you could be very, it's more artsy.
It is more. I mean, I also remember like theme-wise. I remember doing a festival, and meeting a British comic, and he's like, "So what's your hour about?" And I was like, "Just one. There's a bit about this TV show, a bit about taking a shit, a bit about this blowjob, this thing." And I was like, "What's yours about?" He's like, "My dad."
Yeah.
And I was like, the hour? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have like one theme for your hour? I was like, no.
No. But now when you think about it, when I do an hour, I make sure that if I tackle a theme, I'm in and out of it, and then we don't revisit that.
Yeah.
Like I have watched a ton of specials. And I think I have like rules in my head that like
what's a real because it's easy to there's so many bad ones. There's so many bad ones.
Specials?
So many. They're so bad.
There's a lot of times where you see
they're making too many and they're just dog shit. But what is a really good one that you've seen?
Recently?
Recently.
I haven't watched any recent. I mean, my favorite special that I've watched in a very long time.
Yeah.
Is without a doubt Dave Chappelle's Kicker in the Pussy special.
Okay.
Because he
which one is that one?
It's got to be before the Mockingjay, not Mockingjay, the Mothman Prophecies or whatever the one that he did in this Comedy Store.
Oh, the Equanimity and the
Birdman Revelation. Now,
the Birdman Revelation is the one that's in the store. So yeah,
it's got to be the one before that.
Yeah.
So,
right? Am I right? Do you have the discography? That's the one. That's the special.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What I liked, what I learned about this special is number one. And by the way, I think I've done specials before this, but I very seldomly learn from the ones I like. I learn a lot from the ones that I go that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You learn a lot by watching what mistakes you see professionals do.
Yeah,
and I make a ton. I'm not saying I'm perfect by any stretch of the means, but the number one mistake is not doing enough stand up. Clearly, the number one. And there's some people that just I think they believe that they don't really need to practice it and they can just do it. I've seen that a lot. You can tell when that, you know who's touring and you know who's not touring.
It's wild when you see the separation, because I know exactly what you mean.
I'll tell you, someone who we see on stage a lot is Bill Burr.
Right.
He is on stage a lot.
Yeah.
And it shows, yeah. And he does a special.
Right.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah, it's even less, because somebody out there can go like, I'm not a fan. You don't have to be a fan to see how proficient he is.
You
know what I mean? Like you can go like, this is not for me, and you still see that the skill set is extremely high.
And what you see is a person who has spent a great deal of time honing his voice and learning and challenging himself to do other things. Like, that's the other thing, is his specials are always better than the last one. There's something new.
Right.
Like, all of a sudden he's doing act outs and you're like, whoa, what the fuck?
And then you realize, you find out that was a deliberate choice.
It was yeah.
He's like, yeah, I wanted to do more of those this time.
Chappelle's same way. Chappelle's grown. But when I saw that joke, the biggest thing I thought was, he just told a joke. He started his special with a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Like, and that is my number one rule in stand-up comedy when you do a special is, and this is my theory, and I could be off, is I would not, don't play to that room. Play to the people that are on the TV in their house.
Play to the cameras.
Play to the cameras. Yeah. And do not take any as a viewer, I sit and I go, all right, it started. Let's go. Like, I don't really want to see. I don't want to call. I would call people out, but I don't want to see a lot of stuff other than I want to see a joke and I want to know that it started. Once that Dave Chappelle said kicker in the pussy, and then I go, God damn it, you tricked me. God damn it, you're good. And then I started going, what's next? And you get excited for the whole special. You're like, and then he's like, just everything about that special was so fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
That I watched it. I started watching it in a restaurant. I had lunch. And then I walked. I was in West Palm. And I walked listening to it going, I'm going to listen to it. But when I get home, I'm going to rewatch this. It was such a great special. And I think that was the number one thing. I love the British guys who have theme specials. I think those are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I love watching like ones that aren't in English. Like, there was a Korean guy who did a special.
Yeah.
And I fucking loved his special but I didn't get any of it.
Yeah.
But I just liked watching his face, what he was doing. I was like, And I thought he doesn't do it in America. That shit wouldn't fly in New York. But what is the translation of that? Like, right. What is the translation of what he's doing? Like, how does that relate to our audiences? And what am I not doing that he's doing? Meaning, like, where? Because sometimes I'll realize to myself, there's a part of a joke I have right now. I mean, I don't give the joke away, but there's a part of my joke right now. And one day, I decided to just kick my foot in the air backwards, and it got the biggest fucking laugh. And I went, so fucking bizarre. It's not needed. It's but it adds so much to that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go, and that's from watching this fucking Korean guy.
That's a good,
He just was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then
I
I'm
also
like,
find that, you know, the other thing is that a lot of the British comics really know how to misdirect a story, like to like a brilliant level.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, and you're following them over here, and you don't realize that you're going to get hit like so hard, you know what I mean, with like a left hook that you didn't expect. But they like the storytelling, it's different. It's like, I like it because they'll also go a long period of time building tension, where Americans are uncomfortable without something, a lot of Americans, I'll say, without something every other second. They're like, okay, like, yeah. Like, no, but you can get lost in that story, which is what you want to do. You want to get lost.
I really enjoy the international specials from Netflix.
Yeah.
I really do. And I love the American ones, you know, obviously, but I know all those guys.
Yeah.
So sometimes it kind of sucks when you know a guy and you're like, I don't know. Like, Norm's special was pretty fucking awesome. Norm's special, Shane Gillis' special. Shane Gillis' special was so great because it starts with a joke. I love Mark Norman, what he's doing, because it's so going ... It takes, it just moves so fast. Stanhope's always puts out amazing specials.
Shane's probably my favorite one that I've seen in the last year or so.
He does something that he doesn't do intentionally, but it makes him endearing.
Yeah.
There is an inherent awkwardness on stage.
Yeah.
Of him going like.
But it translates to like likability.
It translates of him like, I don't know. The best. You can play part of his special on this. We can play it, right? Will we get taken down?
I don't know.
Like when he talks about liberal dads.
It's so funny. I don't know why I'm so drawn to like someone talking about their dad. Like talking about that generation of dad. Because they're just. Yeah. It's so funny to me. I just love
dad stuff. Has always, like, especially because a dad's relationship with his son is it varies across the board. Like Sebastian's dad stuff's fucking
amazing. So
I could go through and I should, I don't know,
his I remember Sebastian had a bit about his dad being seeing a new TV in his house. He's like, "What'd you pay for this?" He's like, "I don't know, like $800." He goes, "I could do this." He's like, "It's a Samsung." How are you going to build it?
Oh.
Like, don't spend that kind of money.
Sebastian's someone that makes me jealous that I don't wear shirts. Because he has taken big swings with what he wears on stage for specials.
Oh, yeah. And nightly.
But like the one time he wore that white shirt with a... Pull up Sebastian's last special. I got so jealous that I didn't wear shirts because I was like, oh, man. So, do you realize how I could dress for a special and make it special? Do you realize how much fun I would have with clothes if I wore them?
That one, the top
the
left?
Black one, the
so,
white one.
You know what the best was?
What?
I was with him when they... what are all the outfits he's worn in specials?
Look at his progression. He started with that salmon sweater.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I remember, by the way, that special... I watched in my man cave and I was, because I knew Sebastian, but I didn't know him like super well.
Yeah.
But I was sitting in my man cave one night and I turned it on and I said, oh, I wouldn't mind watching a little Brett. Brett Ernst's specials are fucking awesome.
Really? I got to watch
it. They are fucking awesome. He is so fucking good.
He's a seasoned
pro. Just released, can you get Brett Ernst info? He just released a special, not his info, but like, I'll call him on the phone. I'll FaceTime. I'll get an answer. But Sebastian took such a progression with clothes and his specials that I get jealous. Brett Ernst has beautiful eyes.
Okay. So I was doing Oddball.
Yeah.
Scroll up. And that thing there. I was doing Oddball and Sebastian was one of the headliners. Yeah. We did like 15 shows. And like
I remember that year. It was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I got kicked off that tour.
The fifth night, they go, we're going to play a trailer of Sebastian's new special. And I'm backstage with him, and this thing starts to play the trailer. And I go, what the fuck are you wearing? And he's like, yeah, you know, this. And I go, why would you wear that?
Who wears that?
It is a fucking crazy outfit. But you know what?
But hold on.
That's what specials are about. Yeah, you should take a shot. You should take a risk.
I should wear leather pants over the special.
You definitely should.
I should wear leather pants.
You definitely should. But not basic ones. Get like $5,000
leather pants. Yes. I can start wearing them now on stage.
I don't know. Maybe you just
didn't. No. I got it. I'm weird about it. I told you about shoes. I only wear one pair of shoes.
Okay, but don't do it like, don't do it for the tour. Start doing it like a month out.
A month out, I'll break in the leather pants because you want them to feel good. You want to sweat them a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, you will.
Leather pants. You really, I'm being dead serious.
I know. Me too.
Should I get some like diamond encrusted?
Yes. Yes, dude. Because it's a special.
And like the machine on the ass?
That might be too far. I think you just want them to be.
Look, just take a look at Eddie Murphy. Kevin Hart, I want to see what everyone's wearing on specials. Because this is really important.
Yeah.
Women razzle-dazzle it up.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked what Brian Simpson was wearing on his 30-minute one.
That looked good.
It looked great. Look at this. This is the... Why did we steer away from this? Here's the deal. Oh, I'm about to lose
his, by the way, his stand-up is outrageously good.
Eddie Murphy's?
Brian Simpson's.
Oh,
Eddie Murphy as well.
No shit, Tom.
Eddie as well. But
Eddie,
Brian
Simpson's.
Brian has like some of my favorite bits I've heard in the last few years.
Yeah, Brian Simpson makes me giggle. He makes me giggle really hard. All right, what happened to us as comics that we're not doing this anymore? Like I almost feel proud to be the shirtless guy.
What if you got the exact outfit he's wearing in Raw?
What if I got those purple
that right there or the red one? And since he's zipped down, you can start that way and be like, this is a little too much for me, and then you can take it off, you know?
Hold on. By the way, this is not a bad idea.
I know.
What if I come out, leather jacket, leather pants, and I take the jacket off and start the special?
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, because I was different, but that's what bums me out sometimes.
You could have it zipped up all the way and be like, and kind of like, oh, like it's stuck, you know?
Okay, let's not... So hold on. You think I should come out like a fucking moron girl?
And they're cheering. Yeah, and be like, and then be like, and you just go like this. No, be like, it's sorry.
What?
Yeah.
What? You wanted it? You got it?
Yes.
Leather pants.
Hey, buddy. Show business.
What shoes do I wear with these other pants? I mean, let's see what Eddie Murphy's boots looked like. You know he had like Prince boots on. I will be doing this. How do you get leather pants? Where do you go to get leather pants? Who does leather pants?
I don't know. Wherever. Call Tommy Lee.
Yeah, where do you get leather pants? I've never seen them in a store.
I don't think I have either, but it's definitely possible.
Hey, can you Google the best leather pants? Hey, if you are a designer, Gucci. Gucci leather
Gucci,
pants.
Are you watching?
Gucci, are you watching? If you are watching, don't watch last week's episode. Tom's not a fan. I don't want baggy leather pants.
No.
I want them tight. I got to get to my goal weight for the special.
Yep.
And have tight leather pants.
That's fucking awesome. I really do think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. But the shoes, I need to find shoes that...
Gucci leather shorts?
I'm not...
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not wearing leather shorts.
Yeah.
Well, almost passed out again. I got to stop laughing that hard.
Dude, that and nothing else? What if you wore leather pants and no shoes?
No shoes?
Yeah.
I'd actually like that.
I know.
I would actually like that a lot.
I know you would.
Leather pants and flip-flops? Leather pants and high heels? What if I... I really like this leather pants idea. Why haven't
we? This idea.
So what has Kevin Hart worn? Kevin Hart's.
This idea is in.
It is.
You're doing this.
Because when I watch Sebastian Special with that shirt, I go, I love this shirt because it's so different than what you'd see, you know? No. Very pedestrian for a fucking rock star. He's
no,
like a rock star.
He's worn a lot of, like, pretty cool outfits.
He did one in pajamas. That was great.
That was at his
house.
That
was fucking great.
Yeah. That was the living room one. Yeah, that was one. That would be dope if you wore a gold chain on your shirt.
Look, old school Kevin Hart. Go to the imaginary friend. Old school Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Is that was like the uniform for doing specials back in the day.
Yeah.
Black shirt, white undershirt, gray undershirt, jeans, nice shoes. That was the uniform. Comedy Central had a mandate.
Yeah.
Listen, nothing too flashy on stage.
Yeah.
Black shirt, very subtle. It's so interesting would that they would tell us.
Would you do a gold chain on your shirtless body?
I have a gold chain.
I know, I'm saying like a
golder chain?
Like a bigger, like that kind of chain.
That's a choice.
I know. But imagine if you're shirtless and you have that on. It's kind of cool.
I really do I wear leather gloves?
That's cool.
But wait, are you walking me into a battle that you're going to watch me lose?
No.
And you're just sitting in the woods going, "I can't believe I got him to go out there in leather pants."
No. The leather pants thing I love.
I love leather pants.
Yeah.
I just don't know where to get them. I mean seriously, and nice ones. Can you go to Wilson's?
I don't think that's where you're going to get the nice one. The way to do it is like what we were doing, searching designer names with leather pants. Or, you know, you hit up one of the big department stores, you know, like the Neiman Marcus or something, and you go, I want to get, and you can order them. I'm sure they can order from they have buyers, you know.
Oh, I like those. Oh, those are women's. Versace Medusas.
You could have them
Versace. Oh, you altered. Typed in Versace leather pants.
Oh, yeah.
Not those. Like, those are interesting. You know, friends with Scott Stapp. I'll reach out to Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
I know he has leather pants.
Or Tommy Lee. He probably has 100 pairs of leather pants.
Tommy Lee's got... Put in Tommy Lee in leather pants. Oh, should I have, like, a little bit of a hog in there, too? Like, take a Viagra?
Borrow his dick?
His dick.
Okay.
Tommy Lee leather pants. He looks good in leather
pants.
There
you go. See? Look at those guys.
I mean, look at Tommy Lee was gorgeous. He still is a good looking man, but he was fucking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Best looking guy in that band without a fucking doubt.
For sure.
Oh my God.
Isn't that him right? Like, go to the left one. Like those kind of pants in that runway. Is that leather? I wonder if that's leather. I don't know. But you know what I mean? It's this whole rock look. And for sure you could ask him, who do you get your fucking pants from?
And by the way, I wonder how much of my specials you see the pants. Probably a bunch.
You do.
Yeah.
See the pants. Shoes I wouldn't worry about. Honestly, they could be any. Even if they're great, they're not going to get... Shoes you don't get that many shots.
Really?
But pants do. Yeah, you don't see the shoes that often.
So I'm really kind of short-selling myself by wearing jeans. All my specials look identical.
There you go.
Leather pants.
And also... How about the word of mouth? Have you seen the guy in the leather pants, shirtless?
Oh, man. So what are you going to do for your special? Are you going to razzle-dazzle it up?
I think I should.
Yeah, cause you always wear like a black jacket. Yeah.
Or a different color jacket, but bombers. So I could do, I could step it up and do the suit thing. I've always liked seeing people in suits.
Suits are an interesting choice.
Yeah.
Who's done specials in suits? Didn't Rogan do a special in a suit?
I'm sure he's done one. It just changes the dynamic of performing, too.
Louis C.K. did one in a suit?
I think he did that 2017.
He did one special with a stain on his sweatshirt.
Hilarious.
And you're just like, wow.
You know that wasn't like deliberate. He probably ate right before.
I did on Hey Big Boy, I had a mustard stain on my jeans on one of the shows. And I was like, how the fuck did I get mustard stains? And Leanne's like, because we're in the edit. She goes, you ordered fucking like 20 hot dogs for everyone. And you just could not stop eating. I go, I ate hot dogs in between the shows? She was like three. And I was like, in between shows, I ate hot dogs? She was like, everyone was curious why you were doing it.
You want a beer?
Yeah, why not? What time is it?
It's late.
It's 10:30.
Yeah.
What time is my flight today? Maybe not a beer, maybe just a shot. You want to do a shot?
Okay.
Let's do a shot.
Okay.
I don't ever do shots anymore.
All right, we're going to do shots.
Hey, what did I want to talk to you about?
Wait, what am I going to wear? If I don't do a suit.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you what you need to do? What you need to do is do... You need to do... If you don't wear a suit, I would do a muscle suit. So you look in such good shape. They have these like muscle suits where your arms look big in them. Like Kevin Hart was, type in the Rock suit. Like a type of suit.
Isn't that just because the Rock is so muscular though?
Yeah, but no, we can't do vodka. Let's do the other stuff. Taramana. Hey, we're just talking. You manifested. I manifested it. I manifested it.
You did.
I fucking manifested it. That's so fucking crazy. The Rock. The Rock's got to have a clothing line. He's got to type in the Rock in a suit. Tom, I'm telling you, that's your angle.
Go muscular?
Go muscular. Just work on your fucking arms, right? Just work on your arms.
Okay.
And have them tailor the suit
so it's tight.
Your arm looks fucking jacked in it. And in a suit, oh my God, brown leather jacket with a turtleneck, Tom. Brown leather jacket with a turtleneck.
Bold.
A gator skinned jacket.
What about a suit like that? What about like a light blue suit? So it's not like, oh, black.
Oh, or... I fucking love it. And you know that I know you have blue eyes.
Yeah.
Light blue suit. Big shoes.
Big shoes?
Bigger, like
loud shoes.
Stacey Adams.
Okay.
Yeah, like loud shoes. Loud shoes. Ankle boots. Suit goes a little higher than the ankle, so you see the boots.
Yeah.
And they're purple with a blue suit. God damn it, you're going to look good.
Okay.
But look at the Rock in a suit. When you see with his arm bends, you can see his muscles.
But that's because he has such big muscles.
No, he has it tailored that way.
Okay.
I'm certain the Rock says, hey, take it in here, and we're good.
Okay.
I bet you can do that. I guarantee you the Rock has him tailor a suit.
So I should be like, dude, I want to see some muscles through this suit.
Oh, skinny legs. Skinny legs. Like skinny. God damn it, man. I'm kind of jealous that you're wearing a suit.
Haven't even got it yet.
I know. God, that would be fucking good looking. Blue suit. Your eyes. Purple shoes. Like a solid choice. A darker blue choice of shoes.
Yeah. I'm into it, man. I like the idea.
I like it, too. Let's dress other comics.
Okay.
I like everything Nikki Glaser's wearing on stage.
I think that has been established.
But did you see that she goes, hey, Bert, you can...
objectify me anytime?
Objectify me.
She loved it. She loved it, yeah.
But I like, no, I'm being serious. I like everything Nikki Glaser's wearing on stage. Like every outfit she has, you go, fucking, everything looks great. What's crazy is as a comic, I only wear one type of thing on stage and I wear it every day. That's my thing. But when you're a woman, you get to really take some chances.
Well, to be fair, you wear less than every man who does stand up.
She looks fucking amazing, by the way.
She looks good.
Yeah.
And her outfit for her special is rad.
Really? I shouldn't say it because I'm sure she
wants to wear it. Surprise. Nikki's got great taste in clothes. I remember Nikki had a pair of shoes one time, and I was like, and I said, cheers, buddy.
Cheers. It was fun hanging last night.
It was a good hang. Yeah. Did you shoot it or just sip it?
I think sip it, man.
Okay. It tastes really good.
Yeah.
All right, let's dress
Jesus.
Comics. Let's think of a comic. What should Rogan wear on his next thing?
He should go your style and go shirtless.
He is distracting when he's shirtless.
Totally.
He is actually distracting.
He actually does that thing I've told other people, especially like newer stand-ups, that I was like, don't you notice that you don't see how muscular he is?
Yeah.
That's deliberate. He wears oversized shirts because he doesn't want it to be a distraction, which is smart. Then you start, you're not paying attention to it.
I think he should dress on, and this is what I think Joe should wear. Okay. I think he should wear shorts for a special.
He'd love this idea. Keep going.
Shorts for a special. A Hawaiian shirt. Okay. Cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm. God, you know him well.
Like I'm trying to dress a Hunter S. Thompson look.
Yeah.
Right? Am I off?
It's pretty accurate.
But like in a monocle. Yeah. He didn't have a cowboy hat. He had a different type of hat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a safari hat.
Are you a big fan of his?
Hunter S. Thompson's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. A very big fan. I love the way he wrote. He wrote, I try to sometimes with Hunter S. Thompson and my two favorite writers, Hunter S. Thompson and, wow, this really tells you a lot about me. Hunter S. Thompson and Ernest Hemingway. I like the drinkers.
Yeah. That report that they have of what his day was like, what his average day was like in Aspen, Hunter S. Thompson's drug consumption.
Yeah.
You've read that?
No. Yeah, I have. But
I think it was the sheriff would say this is what he would do. Yeah. Go ahead and hit the link. All right. All right, so
he'd wake up at 3 p.m.
3 p.m. wakes up. 3:05 is, what is it? Is it Shivas?
Shivas.
Regal. With the morning papers, Dunhill's. 3:45, cocaine. 3:50, another glass of Shivas. Smokes at Dunhill. 4:05, cup of coffee, Dunhill. 4:15, cocaine. 4:16, orange juice, Dunhill. 4:30, cocaine. 4:54, cocaine. 5:05, cocaine. 5:11. Coffee, Dunhill's, 5:30, more ice in the shoes. 5:45, cocaine, et cetera, et cetera. 6 p.m., grass, a.k.a. weed, to take the edge off of the day. 7:05, Woody Creek Tavern for lunch, Heineken, 2 margaritas, coleslaw, taco salad, double order of fried onion rings, carrot cake, ice cream, bean fritter, Dunhill's, another Heineken, cocaine for the ride home, snow cone, glass of shredded ice over pour, 3 or 4 jiggers of Shivas. Starts cocaine snorting again around 9, drops acid at 10. What is that? Chartreuse, cocaine and grass at 11:30, cocaine, et cetera, et cetera. Midnight, he's ready to write.
Good God.
12 to 6, chartreuse, cocaine, grass, Shivas, coffee, Heineken, cloves, cigarettes, grapefruit, orange juice, gin, continuous pornographic movies.
6
a.m., the hot tub champagne, Dove bars, fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh, I love fettuccine
8
Alfredo.
8 o'clock, Halcyon, 8:20, sleep.
That is fucking awesome. You know what I just realized? Yesterday was Winston Churchill's.
That was it?
Yeah.
It was Winston Churchill Day.
I missed it. I partied. I actually didn't miss it. I drank the way he did. I actually drank more than he did.
And you smoked a cigar.
And I smoked a cigar. But I really love the idea of a get-out-of-bed cocktail. Like, so I have a little bit of a punitive side with me. Where I go, like this morning, I woke up and I said,
"What time did you wake up, by the way?"
Oh, I woke up at 5:45.
And you were up?
I was up.
Oh wow!
Googling instructions on how to better throw a drive for a disc golf. I watched a lot of disc golf videos today.
You did?
I did. I get obsessed with something. I try to understand why I'm obsessed with disc golf, right? Because I love golf. I love playing golf. And I realized what it is. I love the gamble of getting to do it again. It's you throw. It's like the repetitiveness of like I get to tee off again. I get to throw it again. Yeah. I get to make it better. I can fix it. I love that. It's like almost
That's what
like,
you love about golf too.
That's what I love about golf. And it's I don't love it about so much about other sports.
How was the last time you played golf? You played golf?
With Georgia. Georgia's fucking phenomenal.
A golf player?
Yeah, I was shitting on her. I think I shit on her on this podcast. But not shit on her, but she hadn't been playing golf very long, and she got to the state championships. And I was like, I made a joke. That shows you where the state of golf must be in California. She's been playing 8 months, and she's in the state championships. And then I played with her. She's fucking awesome. And I was like, why wouldn't I just immediately think my kid's awesome at something? As opposed to take down the entire girls' athletic system in California. She's fucking awesome. And really? She has no cares. She has, I if it wasn't my kid, what I'd say to her is,
didn't she say when you said, she was progressing and competing? And you're like, oh, that's good. And she was like, yeah, because I was raised by a strong woman.
I shit on things that are mine before I celebrate them, and I think it's because I do comedy. But like my natural instinct is to make fun of the things that are close to me.
Yeah,
and not tell you like how much I love my wife, how much I love my kids. Like I shit on things. I think it's an easier way to look at life. I don't know, whatever.
So it's not that unusual.
Yeah, and so I go out to play golf with George and my dad, and Georgia fucking tees it up and crushes it straight down the fucking fairway. And I was like, whoa. She was like, what? Like thinking I was going to critique her. I go, you have a beautiful swing. She was like, oh, thanks. But she does everything fun. I want to say it's because she just doesn't think about it. She does everything fundamentally perfect. her head's down. She keeps her eye on the ball. Because she's young and athletic, she's super flexible. So she gets full rotation. Her follow through, her head's still fucking down. And then she looks. I'm like, God damn it. My dad's like, what the fuck? She takes her driver. And she obviously still, you know, a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah.
She takes her fairway wood, because it's a par five, fairway wood, off the fucking grass, cracks it. And we're like, God damn it. And I said to my dad, he was like, you should tell her to, you should tell her to play golf in college. And I was like, fuck that. I'm going to tell her to get a bikini and start doing fucking Instagram videos. Like, I follow a ton of chicks. Georgia, like, if that, I started saying, if it wasn't my kid, I'd be like, get on fucking, I follow a lot of female golfers. Like hot ones. Paige Spearneck. Have you seen her? Type in Paige.
This is taking such an unusual turn.
Well, this is exactly where I go. Paige Spearneck. I'm not saying her name right. Instagram. Take a look. This is well worth the follow, everybody. She's absolutely beautiful, and she has a great fucking swing. Take a look. Yeah, there we go. Look at this. What are you missing on? The black one with the golf club. There we go.
Is she a pro golfer?
I have no fucking idea, but she's got a great fucking swing. Look at that fucking swing.
Yeah.
Look at that fucking swing. I mean, there's something very therapeutic about watching a great golf swing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I and then she is.
It's a cool golf outfit, too.
Oh, my God. She is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. She's that hot, she can't swing a golf club. I'm not fucking following her.
Right.
But she has a great fucking swing. So great fundamentals.
To be clear, we established that your daughter has a great golf swing, and you're like, you need to get into a bikini.
She's not going to take my advice, but.
Yeah.
Great okay. Around the greens. Look at her. Small game. Go fantastic.
X out of that. Go to the top. What does it say here? 3.2 million. OG Insta golf girl. Number one Purdue fan. She must. I wonder if she played there. She must have, right?
She must have. She played. Had scroll, to play scroll down.
More.
This is a great follow. Hey, Google on a sidebar. Google top Instagram female golfers to follow.
Okay.
Because I would like to follow more of them.
Let's see.
There is something very fucking bizarre. When I see a beautiful woman.
It's a unique angle here of being like the hottie who plays golf.
Oh, yeah. Well, she owns it, I think. I mean.
Yeah, she seems like it.
There's, I get caught up. I can watch people, like in my algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
I get golf swings a lot. There is something. I can watch people swing a baseball bat or pitchers pitch, meaning not in a game,
just like
high school dudes,
yeah.
in a lab. Like,
I get you. I get it. I
can
totally
watch
get
them
that.
Throw a fucking fastball all fucking day long.
Yeah.
All day long. And this page, Spearneck, type in golf. What other golfers, female golfers? But that was when I spent my whole day.
Close some tabs, man. It's making me anxious.
Holy shit. Oh my God. Hit stop right here. By the way, if someone just saw these tabs, they're like, oh, there's a guy that's really into fashion, yeah, and black dudes and Gucci shorts, The Rock, hot golfers. Now, that's top female golfers.
Right.
That's not what we're looking for. I do not want to see Babe Zaharias' fucking Instagram. Babe Zaharias is a fucking little hottie, too.
What do you want to know?
Top female golfers on Instagram.
Okay.
There we go. Paige Spearneck.
Yeah.
Let's just go by name. Go by name. Who do you think?
Alexandra O'Loughlin.
She's from Illinois.
Okay. Go ahead. Copy paste. All right. Let's see. She's like, check me out. No, she's more serious.
She's a
wait. Oh, never mind.
No. Yeah. Oh, no. Go to that one.
Sorry.
God, she's. I mean, it's so fucking weird how many pretty people there are.
Yeah. It's
like, you go on, those are great golf shoes. That would be a great stage shoe. Steel-tipped golf shoes. Yeah. Those are fucking cool. Let's see her swing in a bikini.
Okay.
I want to see her swing. See, now this is where you sell me or you lose me. If you got a gray swing.
But she's wearing regular golf clothes, I think, right?
No, I want to see her swing.
Okay.
Let's go. It's going to be a video. It's going to be a video. Okay, let's go.
How about
to that
right
one.
There?
Go
she's
that
not
one.
Going to swing there?
She better. Okay.
Here she All is, right. Top of the morning.
It's a great outfit. Yeah. It doesn't need to be skimpy. It just needs to be cool. Great outfit. Love her. I want to hear if she has a lisp or something. But don't worry. I don't need to hear the talking.
Okay. She's going to throw the tee down here.
All right.
All right.
Oh, she's got the equipment.
Yep.
She's got that's the Garmin golf watch.
It's a great time to play, too, right? Sun's coming up.
Oh, my God. I mean, is it sunrise or sunset? Who plays at sunset?
All right. Here we go. All right.
Let's see her swing. Yeah. I fucking love it. I fucking love it. God damn it, I love it. You get followed, Alexandria O'Loughlin. God damn it, I love it. More swings, though.
She's going to crack it right here, man.
Let's see it.
Here you go.
Crush it. Does it go straight?
Here we go. Ah, that's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Goddamn beautiful swing. Yeah. What if I became the Instagram golf guy and I just wore revealing clothes and women, it turned women on? Or better yet, okay, I'm not thinking about this right. The selling point, Tom, from a marketing standpoint, is I'm a woman. I look sexy, right?
Right.
And I'm doing the thing men love to do, which is play golf.
Right. So you need to be a sexy guy.
I need to be a man. Doing look something. Sexy. Doing something women love to do.
There you go.
Like, what do women love to do? Top 10 activities for a woman to do.
Okay.
Type that in, Nadav. What would women like to do? Is Leanne and Push here? Hobbies for women in 2020. That's great. Well, they wrote this in December. They wrote this article, Tom, in December of 2019. For these are new hobbies you should try in 2020. By the way, ignore the pandemic that's happening in 3 months. Getting in touch with your inner bookworm, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I read a book. Oh, I can read your book.
Yeah.
In a bikini.
I knew that reading was there. Okay.
Okay.
Painting, singing.
Come on.
Dancing.
Starting a scrapbook. Dancing. Oh, I already did dancing.
You already did dancing.
I already did dancing. Oh, and it went great.
Yeah. Dramatic.
Catch the theater bug.
It's like drama.
Learning to take better pictures. Women are boring. Can't believe I fuck them. Like, all these things are stuff. Cultivate a green thumb? If you told me that, if you said, here you go,
origami.
Ready? If I said sexually, I want you to pick one.
Hold on, stop scrolling. Yeah?
I said, I want you to pick something. You're going to fuck someone who loves cars, getting outdoors, hitting baseballs, hitting golf balls, drinking beers. Or you can fuck someone who likes to make their own jewelry and cultivate a green thumb. You'd be like, I'm fucking the car person. You're like, okay, you're fucking dudes for the record. You're fucking dudes. Yeah. Well, who the fuck?
Well, you know what? That a very female thing is like, you know, craft stuff. That's very female. Yeah. So if you were being super sexy doing that.
Doing crafts?
You know what I mean?
Like scrapbooking.
Yeah. Origami, like all this kind of stuff. Keep scrolling now. Calligraphy.
I would love to learn calligraphy.
Anything that like...
Plug in video games? Look at those fucking metal couple.
Put together a puzzle. Your wife was saying that last night.
She does love puzzles.
She's like, I love puzzles.
And so I just like, I'll just put like the puzzle piece in my mouth and go, I bet it fits in now.
Oh man, you'd be turning on so many women.
Become a magic trickster.
You mean a magician?
No. That's not what that says. Read that again.
Become a magic trickster. I know. I'm saying like, don't they mean a magician?
Become a magic trickster.
It's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
The dumbest article I've ever fucking seen.
Let your flower arranging skills bloom. Oh, that'd be a great for you to do like mostly naked and showing them how
And do a flower arrangement where I set up flowers.
All your flower, the final shot, you do videos, the final shot always covers where your cock is. So you're like, there it is.
I have.
And all the girls are always like, oh, licking their lips.
Tom, this is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's Bert Kreischer. It's Flower Arrangement Friday.
Yep.
And this is for the ladies. And I'm totally naked. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting naked, right? And the vase is covering my cock.
Yeah.
And I'm arranging flowers naked.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I think this looks good. Ladies, what do you think? Hey, leave a comment in the comment section. Yeah. Tell me if you like my arrangement of flowers. I hope all you magical tricksters out there are having a great day. Hey, next week I'll be hammering home with the art of woodworking or just keep swimming. What the fuck? Who, like, if you told me that this was an entire sex that liked to do these
sewing
things.
It's another one.
Knitting.
Like big, knitting. Big.
What the fuck is wrong with women?
Good question.
Like, why
man.
Don't they like what we like?
I guess it's all about balance.
Can you imagine if you just like, can you imagine how you'd feel if your partner, I mean, I look at like, porn pops up a lot on my phone.
On accident?
On accident, on purpose.
Okay.
All the time. It's all the time.
Yeah.
Like just the things that like I go, I'll start somewhere and then something else pivot me.
I wish we had more insight into what women really search for. Like, what are they really looking up on porn? You know, because all like the crazy stuff basically is men driven, right?
I would love to get Leanne's phone and type in, you know, see where it, P-O-R-N,
mm-hmm.
see if she's ever been to Pornhub. I bet she has never.
Really?
Never.
Looked up porn at all?
If you type, this is what comes up on my phone. If you type in Pornhub, this is the last search that I watched, okay? P-O-R, okay? And it's, well, this isn't representative of me. This is naked oil men wrestling and Burning Man. Yeah. Okay, here we go. No, that's not, goddamn it, it's not coming up the right way. Mm-hmm. This is Amanda Gorman. This is our National Poet Laureate.
What is it? What are your, what's your, what do you think is your last thing that you searched for? Do you know?
I know what it was. It was women choking themselves. Yeah, choking themselves. I was looking for, this is going to be super incriminating. You know that people that autoerotic asphyxiation, autoerotic asphyxiation. Well, I was like, well, they're doing that by themselves. Go to Pornhub. You'll see it. Choking orgasm. Type in choking orgasm. So I.
That's really cool.
Here, I'll show you who's good. Scroll. No, there's a girl. There's a girl in the dark. Click the bottom one that says belt choking myself to squirt orgasm, and then go. Now scroll down, and see which videos it recommends. Keep going. There's one of this girl, and it's like the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's the weirdest thing, but it was like. There's one of this girl that has like a thing on the on a door, like I didn't watch it for like sexy reasons. I was watching it to kind of figure out what the fuck she was doing. And then there's another one with a girl with a belt around her neck who's just kind of choking herself,
mm-hmm.
and then kind of passing out and then coming to. And you're like, it was just very bizarre. But I was looking for what I was looking for is there such a thing? So I remember there was a movie in the 80s.
This is fucking cool.
She's put a mask on. I don't know. We could definitely. I mean, if you knew her, you'd be like, I think that's her.
Yeah.
So, and there was a movie where the guy choked the girl while he was fucking her, and he killed her. And then, like, a lot of people are into that. That was the movie. It was a movie with Michael Douglas, I think, in the 80s.
Okay.
So I was like, I wonder if that's online. I mean, because there's, you know, like, I wonder if that's a thing. If that is a thing where you can choke someone and have sex with them, and as they pass out, they have an orgasm, and that's got to be what autoerotic asphyxiation is. Right?
Okay.
Is that, I think autoerotic asphyxiation, you jerk off and then you come right when you're about to pass out. And then the orgasm's like 100 million times better.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, I wonder, I Googled it on Pornhub and there's none. And you're like, wow, that's interesting. They must scrub Pornhub from that. They must scrub that from Pornhub and be like, we're not going to show people how to do this because that's irresponsible. I was like, all right, is there any video of someone choking another person? And there is, but it bothered me. Like I looked at it and it didn't look, I mean, I know it's consensual. I'm sure if it's on there, but I just, it rubbed something on me that was like, I don't like that. But then I saw girls choking themselves. And I was like, at least I can examine this.
Yeah.
And so I watched that. That was the last thing I Googled. I Googled that on the bus.
That's a good story.
What about you? What about you?
What was the last thing I looked up? It was definitely probably like like one of those bribe thing, you know, like like, you know, she's got, he's like, got to get out of here, you know? And she's like, no, like one of those rent control things. You know?
You watch the landlord?
I think so, yeah.
Fuck his tenant?
Yeah. No, just like a manipulator, you know? And
and you were just like, hey, she's like, I don't have the rent this month. He's like, you got to get out.
Yeah, one of those, yeah.
Pull up one of those. I'd like to see landlord fucks tenant.
Do these look familiar?
I'll put my headsets on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
La renta se pagan.
Oh, we're going to do a Spanish
version? It's in Spanish. I love it. Can you translate?
I'll try.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Hey, good evening.
Vengo lo de la renta.
Good afternoon. Coming to collect the rent.
Es que le quería decir que este mes no se lo voy a poder pagar.
No me la va a poder pagar.
Yeah, she's like, I gotta tell you, I don't have to can't pay.
No, sí, pero es que acabo de perder mi trabajo y es que la verdad ahorita no tengo para.
She's like, I've got to work, but like right now I don't have it.
Why does it sound so much sexier in Spanish?
It's a nicer language. He's getting pressure from the office. The fuck?
Que se deben de renta y me dijeron que si no no pagaba para hoy pues la tenemos que sacar de.
If you don't pay me today, they told me I got to take you out of here. You get evicted.
Oh, wow, that escalated.
That did kind of jump right ahead. I like a little more buildup. You know?
I don't think he's totally hard.
I definitely think he's not. But I like a little more drama involved.
You really want to get to know, like, what's the rent?
I want to feel how stressed out the person
you
is.
You want to see the her with animals and the guy's like, ah, this goddamn dog.
No, I want to see, like, genuine panic. You know what I mean? That she's going to get thrown out. She's going to get fucking evicted and have nowhere to sleep.
Yeah. The storyline does it for you.
Yeah. I mean, the fucking's all pretty much the same, man.
Type in scared orgasm. I want to see if there's an orgasm where someone's like, boo, and they're like, ah! Oh, my God. Ooh, hold on. Black bikini. Now I'm just watching porn.
Yeah, that's what we're all doing right now at the office. Yeah, the whole staff is watching porn together.
Great. Are our wives here?
I don't know.
Not yet.
There was the, I saw one where a girl quit. That was kind of funny.
In the middle of giving the blowjob, she's like, I'll just give you the money.
No, in the middle of having sex.
She quit the porn?
Shooting the scene, yeah.
Oh, I want to see that. Oh, I'd love to see that.
Because it hurt.
Oh, I just want to see her get morals in the middle of it.
No. She was like, literally she said, I know what's going to happen to my pussy if we keep shooting this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and she's like, I won't be able to work the rest of this week. It's too big.
Who is she with?
A big fucking dick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I was lucky. I just stumbled on that. It was pretty cool.
I would love to watch the porn. This is, if I could direct a porn, this is the porn I'd make, right?
Yeah.
It would start with her being like, kind of not that into it. And then she has a couple drinks, and then they start, and they're like, yeah, no. But you can see it in her eyes where she's questioning what the fuck she's doing for a living.
Yeah.
And then her call it quits and go, I'm fucking out of here. But you don't tell the cameraman.
Yeah.
You don't tell the guy. You don't tell anyone. Also, just her and the director know what she's going to do. Okay. So it's kind of like a prank porn.
Okay.
Where she goes, I quit. And she's like, she says stuff like, I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, huh? She's like, you smell bad. I'm going to be honest with you. I've seen what you shoot. You shoot like shit. And then her just berate the whole fucking staff and go, I went to fucking college. Like, I don't need to do this shit. And they're like, huh? And then she storms off and leaves. And then you keep filming. And the guy's like, and the director's like, well, man, do you just want to jerk off? And the guy's like, not. Like, can you watch his real reaction? Like, I'm not really in the mood to jerk off right now. Like, that would be a fun porn to watch.
Wait, does it come back, though? Like, they...
Okay, that's good. I like this is why we're a team.
Okay.
Yeah, she walks back in the room. She's like, I made a bad decision. Let's just finish it up. And he's like, I thought you weren't attracted to me. She was like, I can get through it. But watch the dude be humiliated.
You like this?
I think it would be fucking hilarious. It would be what I would like to watch, yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you one that I like too that I haven't seen in a while, but I'll look for it later now that you sparked my memory.
What?
Have you seen the Stuck ones? Where the girl's like stuck?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Where she's reaching for something on
the bed. Yeah, she's like, I'm stuck. And the guy's like, what? And he's like trying to get her out. And then he just starts copping a feel. She's like, hey.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah. I'm stuck under this bed. Okay. Yeah.
I've actually seen this one. Seen this exact one.
Where does she get stuck? Oh, she gets stuck between.
I think it's the butcher block. Oh, no, it's the cat house.
I love how stuck she is. How do I get out of this?
What fucking idiot climbs her way through a fucking cat tree to get to the other side of it?
Yeah. But anyways, these are very, I think, amusing.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So do you think in a scenario, so you go in and Christina's got her head in the oven and she's like, ah, fuck, Tom, my hair's caught.
Yeah,
and you're like, really? She's like, yeah. Can you help me get out? And then, do you think you'd be like, can I? This is one of my fantasies. Can I fuck you real quick? And her be like, fine. Would you do it?
I mean, I wouldn't ask.
Just do it. I'm gonna start putting things in precarious positions for Leanne to get stuck.
Yeah.
And then, because I do like those stuck porns.
Those stuck ones really get me.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't like the. I don't like anything that's stepdaughter, stepson.
Because you have kids.
Yeah, I don't understand who likes that. I guess probably stepsons.
I don't know.
Stepson MILF.
I saw that, you know, Pornhub releases that year in review thing every year, right?
Of what you've watched?
Of what people are watching.
No, I have not seen that.
Oh, it's always fascinating. Yeah.
What? Pornhub year in review?
Yeah. So they put out, there you go. So you find out what was the searches that define 2021, right? So make this bigger. And then number one.
Hentai,
romance, hentai, group Japanese. Sex, fitness, swapping, challenge, transgender, goth, roommate, how to, right? How to do, how to eat pussy, how to suck dick, how to all these things. And then if you scroll further down, they should usually have a map and that you can see like what each region was searching for, you know? Yeah.
What is hentai? I've never even seen hentai porn.
That is clearly.
Most searched terms. None of these are my terms.
That's like cartoon sex.
Is hentai? Japanese, lesbian, MILF, Pene. What's Pene? Asian. There's got to be more cartoons.
Yeah.
Stepmoms, anal, ebony. Ebony. Talk about progress. That's right up
big
there.
Big ass. What's up?
Big ass.
I've contributed to that.
Anime, Latina,
cream pie. I've searched that before.
It's so funny. Redhead's not there.
Is that what you look for?
I've looked
for
redhead. Redhead's a search of mine.
Big tits, BBC, gangbang, blowjob, squirt, amateur, POV. Most searched stars for the third straight year. Lana Rhodes was Pornhub's most searched porn star. Was
Googler.
Followed by, well, you can see it right there. A Bella Danger. Look for that national map. They always have a national, the U.S. map that shows right there. See? Make that bigger.
Oh, wow.
So you see what is the most searched term in each state. Florida looks big black cocks.
Thick Latina
is here in Texas. Yeah, New Mexico likes deep throats. Asian. In California.
Oh my God. Mississippi's furry?
Furry. Naked women in, what is that, Louisiana? Yeah. Naked women. What a fucking childish term for those fucking idiots. Divorced.
Where does it say divorced?
Right above Louisiana.
Divorced?
Yeah.
Oh, we need to release a map like this.
This is great.
How to fuck your sister?
Well, foot jobs. Where is that? Is that New York State or Massachusetts? No. Oh, yeah. Fisting is way up there, too. Jesus.
Wow. Fistings?
Yeah. Fisting is popular.
Can you imagine just in the morning just waking up and fisting your wife?
I have not.
And then just being like, no, that's what I'm into.
That'd be a lot. Yeah.
Double penetration. What's J-O-I?
Jerk off instructions.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like somebody talking to you through it.
Wait, pull up a jerk off instructional porn. And then you go.
There's like, a lot of porn in this episode.
This is an interesting episode. Yeah. Jerk off instructions. Are you serious?
You've never seen this?
No, what is it?
Okay, well. Scroll. Yeah, it's going to be one of the women just like looking at the camera, you know? Yeah. It'll be like this. Okay.
Bellamy.
Don't touch your cock for now. I want you to listen to my voice and I want you to follow my rules. And you are going to listen to them and do everything that I tell you.
Okay.
You like it?
Let's start.
All right.
And always remember that you're
jerking. Oh, hold on. I'm not hard. So I guess you
it doesn't have to be this ASMR style, you know?
Yeah.
Go back. Go back to the search result.
Yeah, get that cowgirl.
How about this savage right here? Yeah.
Want to masturbate, but sure. Don't.
But don't have a partner.
What a fucking episode. All right. This one. All right. This audio is terrible. Okay, scroll forward some. Okay, just getting you all worked up. I think she's too young to be doing
this. Yeah, I don't like the couch. It looks like she's at the backroom casting couch.
Okay. Oh, you've seen that too, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, back out.
Yeah, I'm not. She lost me.
Scroll. Like
red light, green light.
Stop and go jerk or jerk off instructions.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to listen to them. You're not? Just jerk off.
Well, I think the whole thing is that you know if that's your fantasy,
it makes you feel like you connect with another person.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And you're following the instructions, you know.
Yeah, or not.
Of course, you don't get in trouble if you don't.
Yeah, who? I don't.
If you're like, oops, I came fast. She's not like, hey.
Hey, you weren't supposed to come already, and you're like, and then she's like, oh, yeah, that's fucking whatever.
Okay.
That's fucking.
Let's close this. Thanks. We should wrap this up. It's a great way to end on an episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much porn this episode.
Was there a lot?
Yeah.
Was there?
Yeah.
And it all started with our Googling golf babes.
Yep.
Paige Spearneck.
You knew it.
You started it.
Hey, Paige, this is your fault.
Yep. We were interested in your golf swing, and now look where we're
now
taking jerk-off instructions.
Rent-controlled, stuck jerk-off instructions.
I'm sweating.
It's pretty hot, huh?
Yeah, I'm fucking... This jacket was way too much.
Okay. All right. Thanks for watching.
Let's go
and
eat
listening.
Breakfast burritos.
Okay, love
right,
you.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.